Excited to talk about this one. As a comedy, I'm a comedy fan. I think as like a comedy about early middle age, somebody in their mid 30s and being there myself, that it rang very true. I think, you know, so right off the bat, it spoke to me.
I really like this film. I think there was something about it. So the director, Chris Ray, used to be Chris Swanberg, who was married to Joe Swanberg, who was one of the kind of preeminent directors in like the mumblecore aesthetic of like the mid-aughts to like, yeah.
As someone like myself who became a filmmaker during that era, yeah. Like these were all the people that I was like, I want to make movies like these.
Right.
Yeah, me too. Joe Swanberg, the Duplass brothers, Lena Dunham. And so when I watched the film, I didn't know this, but I was like, this feels like a movie from like 2013.
Yeah. And I think actually for me, I completely agree. And one of the things about that era and that style, the, you know, the so-called mumblecore style is that it really flirts with a mainstream sensibility. Like it really does. Like this almost felt like, you know, there are elements of old school in this. I mean, there, you know, because it's about somebody who, like a flailing author, she's 35, her first book just came out. She's invited to go back to her alma mater to speak, even though her book tour is canceled. So there's a big hit right there. She's just called off an engagement. She's basically, yeah, she's in free fall. And then is invited back to her old school where she is reminded of a time when she felt very, like, safe and full of potential. So anyway, it's kind of got these tropes of a college comedy going on for it. And it really like would fit, I think, with a lot of like with an old school or even like a Neighbors or something like that, or even going back.
So that's funny that you say that, because I was reading an interview with Chris Ray about this film, and she said specifically she was trying to write like a big budget comedy with this film. And I think it's funny because in a sense, I don't think it was successful in that realm, but it was successful in the realm of like a funnier, more grown up, more put together version of mumblecore, which is known for being kind of sloppy and improv. And this is definitely not that. It's definitely more put together. There is a plot. There is there's a clear story, and it is funny.
Yes.
But I was definitely thinking this is like a mashup of like that improv kind of like meandering kind of film from that era.
Yeah, it's like Neighbors where the punchlines are dulled by real life.
But those are just Judd Apatow films.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is like Judd Apatow with like a female protagonist.
Yes, which is
nice. Yeah,
if you switch out the cast to like Judd Apatow's favorites, like you can see this, you know, with 30 minutes of extra footage and dialogue that don't need to be there. You really do see how this can become like, like a mainstream comedy, like the flailing loser.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to give you a call because it looks like you're still getting some pretty important mail.
Kate, just focus on the fact that you wrote a book. That is huge.
Look at that. Turn and show me your baby bump. Guess where I am?
Where?
In Carbondale.
Welcome back, right?
David Kirkpatrick brought me down to do a reading. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Kate was in my very first class ever as a professor. How's your book doing?
Not as good as I would have hoped.
What would you think about teaching here?
Teaching here?
It would be nice to have you here again, Kate.
Hey.
Oh, hi. I used to live here.
Seriously?
Hey. We're having a party. You should come.
I used to dance in this room like 15 years ago.
I was in kindergarten 15 years ago.
It's hard because like these films were shot before COVID-19 happened, before the pandemic, you know, so there, and none of us really knew it was coming. And so now I feel like a lot of the films shot before it, like I can't watch them outside of the scope of the moment that we're in. And I think that there's a lot missing, and I'm excited to see what happens with films and filmmakers like this post this moment.
A positive note, I think like the hallmarks of like really good independent filmmaking is like doing things with very few resources, with very few characters, with very few locations, which you can see how like actually these directors, I think, are primed to be able to move their careers to a post-COVID like filming setup. But also, like, I think just the stories tend to be about, like, you know, one character or two characters or three characters. So like that idea of like isolation, and alienation from other people, like, is something that
baked in,
like, that's already baked into the form.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
For more information about the film, go to KIOS.org. For KIOS, I'm Joshua Labior.
For Film Streams, this is Patrick Kinney.
For Film Streams, this is Diana Martinez.